Page 2. As we bid farewell to another decade, before we turn that page and simultaneously in unison sing Auld Lang Syne, it is immeasurable to read between the pages of that chapter the distance we've covered in just 10 years of this 2010s or the teens or the tens or whatever a CNN documentary will later call this time period. Looking back, some of it was as happy as a grumpy cat. Yes, before 2010, we did not know what a meme was. We had to drive ourselves, no Uber, no Lyft. And when we watched what was once known as the small screen, Netflix changed how we see TV. We saw old friends leave. Letterman and Leno said goodnight. On our computer screen, social media changed how we see others, changed how we see the world, all with selected Instagram filters, bringing the question of what is real. Oh, and the same can be said for network news. On the big screen, Harry Potter ended, Star Wars came back, Twilight and Frozen started, and everything else was a sequel, prequel, reboot, or something having to do with the superhero and spandex. And then the smallest of screens took over our decade. Those ones we hold in our hands, put in our pockets, and now press to our faces. And if that screen wasn't big enough, well, we just got an iPad. By the way, radio is still kicking. This decade gave rise to the millennial and talking with emojis and pumpkin spice and those offended by anything not quite nice or anything at all. We all moved more online, to the clouds, to the Amazons, to dating online, to Siri and Alexa. Gluten-free became a thing, and we all did the ice bucket challenge. A few royal weddings and a lot of royal babies. We spun fidget spinners along our way in our free time. We went from planking to parkour to Pokemon Go, from Gangnam Style to Old Town Road. Yes, Billy Ray Cyrus came back in this decade, too. We all survived that Mayan apocalypse of 2012, but early in the decade, Big Tex did not when he caught fire. Our Mavs won a championship, our Rangers back-to-back World Series, and then Nolan and all of them left. Bro Country started, George Strait retired from touring, only to come back this year. Hurricanes in Houston, tornadoes in North Texas, earthquakes became a thing, aw, the tents. And now, you know the rest of the story. I'm Harvey Paul. Good day and good decade.
It's You and Me with KB and Marlee, Hank FM.